Understanding power requires more than headlines. I'm Peter Hamby, host of The Powers That Be, a podcast from PUC examining politics, economics, and media to provide context, analysis, and clarity without sensationalism. We ask how power operates, who benefits, and what's at stake. If you want to move beyond breaking news to deeper understanding, join us on The Powers That Be. New episodes every weekday. Follow The Powers That Be wherever you get your podcasts.
Kale and Company, weekday mornings, 6 till 10.
Monday morning, we'll talk about our Eagles and the road to the big game. But first, I want to talk about what was going on in Philadelphia. Not all celebratory, not all good. A man recovering after he was stabbed during an argument in a parking lot just outside Lincoln Financial Field following the Philadelphia Eagles' win over the Washington Commanders in the NFC Championship game. So here's what police are telling us. It happened along the 3600 South 11th Street. That's around the area it happened. Police say a 25-year-old man and a 35-year-old man started to argue. The younger guy then stabbed him in the right leg. He was taken to the hospital, placed in stable condition. And so police say they have since made an arrest. I don't have any further information on that one. We also have multiple people. They were injured after a car drove through a crowd in North Philadelphia. This happened last night. Police saying that that driver struck a group of people right there on North Broad and Spring Garden Streets. This was obviously during the celebrations, 9:30-ish last night, and they ended up taking people to the hospital. So police say that they do have a suspect in custody. They don't believe this person actually intended to do some kind of act of terrorism, something of that nature.
No, that's good.
So we don't know the circumstances of what happened here, but this happened obviously as Eagles fans across Philadelphia, across the region, were out in the streets, out on the poles, celebrating the team, earning the Super Bowl win and really crushing the Commanders in that NFC Championship game. 55-23, that's the final score. And then we all got to sit back, as our Eagles did. Everybody watched as the Chiefs took down the Bills. That was
game.
Closer,
yeah, 32-29.
Game was rigged.
In the AFC.
Total rig job.
Oh boy. Buffalo Bills fans actually have just been sent paperwork. They've been they're being sued by Dominion for $787 million after questioning the outcome.
By the way, I'm not saying this as like what I think is going to happen with the outcome of the Super Bowl. I'm just saying the AFC far superior than the NFC. I mean, you
quarterback play is just unreal.
It is not a stretch to say the Eagles kind of cakewalked into the Super Bowl.
I think Eagles are by far the better team.
Agreed.
But Mahomes and Allen.
Agreed.
My God, I could watch those two. Just it's like Manning Brady again.
Yep.
God, it's great. It's quarterback porn. I love it. My wife's like, "Are you excited?" I go, "You have no idea right now."
Oh, jeez.
Yeah. Hey, by the way, speaking of the Eagles, did you see the Eagles fan yesterday walking to the stadium? He had a shopping cart, and on the bottom of the cart, like where you put your case of water, he had a bunch of, alcoholic beverages like Twisted Tea and like other seltzers. But then in the shopping cart, he had like what do they call those little things you can like when you're catering an event at your house for a holiday, those sternos?
Sternos, yeah.
And he's roasting, he's got a pig roast going while he's pushing the shopping cart the heart of his shopping cart. So there's like a monstrous piece of pork cooking while he's walking with it.
That is the epitome of multitasking.
I love that man.
So
get him booked for the show.
So the Super Bowl, if you haven't heard, Super Bowl 59 will be held Sunday, February 9th at the Superdome in New Orleans, 6:30 p.m., televised on Fox. I saw at one point, I was looking at tickets last night, then this morning, because they went on sale, immediately. They're well over $4,500 a ticket.
Yeah,
wow. Yep. Hopefully the chief of police in New Orleans will be able to handle a big event this time.
Oh, God. Don't even say that, right?
34 days later.
So we'll talk about all the stats. The Chiefs are back-to-back Super Bowl champs. Mm. Eagles are all that stands in their way from a three-peat. Andy Reid, Patrick Mahomes, all of them. They have now made it to the Super Bowl in five of the last seasons.
Fulton Jack has already weighed in at 6:10 this morning and said the Chiefs will crush the Eagles.
Yeah, that's not going to happen.
Now what? Can we just have a morning where we just feel good and celebrate?
No, there's no feeling good. I throw grenades. That's my job, lady. Yeah.
I'm sick. I'm so sick of the Chiefs, everything about it. I've got Chiefs fatigue.
Phil has the video you were just referencing.
Yeah, we do.
Yeah. Oh, which one?
Oh, there it is. Look at this guy. Look at this guy.
Yeah, that's a disaster waiting to happen.
This guy's literally walking with a flaming pig.
Yeah.
We'll go for a pork sandwich right about now. Look at that.
Was he like selling sandwiches?
Or I don't know what he was doing. Is that mustard in his hand?
Oh, no.
Looks like he's carrying a bottle of mustard.
Oh no.
It's well on pork.
You guys crack me up. Well, there's a lot of other news, believe it or not, over the weekend. So we have four more Jewish girls, Israeli girls, young ladies released as Hamas hostages. A lot going on in the Middle East, and that's with President Trump as well. Pete Hegseth, as we mentioned, Secretary of Defense, just got in. That was Friday night. We had told you Marco Rubio was Secretary of State Friday, right? Who's on first? He was already... You know, I'm losing track of everybody because we have so much. Trump on Friday into Saturday fired all of these IGs, these inspector generals, I believe 17. And I saw that Senator Chuck Schumer was losing his mind over these IGs being fired.
It's not just Schumer. Grassley came out and said, I want to see.
So my husband. This is my work husband. My husband said the same thing.
Yeah. Well, journalist lady, I mean, report all the news, not just what Democrats are saying.
Well, Schumer was louder about it, but you're right. There were multiple people, but yes, Grassley was one of them as well. Concerned about the IGs, checks and balances, that sort of thing. So I know that we'll talk about that
one. I love what he did to Colombia. Colombia's like, yeah, we're not going to take back, deported citizens. Threatens a tariff of 25% again, and within like 90 minutes, the leader of whatever his title is, the president, was like, all right, yeah, on second thought.
There's a report that it's because of military planes, though, because we sent the hostages over on military planes, and that would infringe on their sovereignty. You can't just land a military plane into, without declaring something.
But you can land a plane at Logan Airport with the illegal immigrants.
You can.
So you don't think we told them that we?
I'm not saying that. I'm just saying that there's a report that it was that this was all over a military. The fact that a military plane, if they would have sent a chartered flight over there, it would have been a non-deal because we've done it in the past.
So how do we ship them back? Do we go to Amazon and just ask for bubble wrap?
Colombia's president, when Trump, called him and said, "Yo, you 25% tariffs." The president said he will send his own private plane if need be, but they will accept them. And to Greg's point,
I'll drive them myself. I've driven a U-Haul from Tennessee to Allentown. I can do it. Just give me the chance.
Where we left off. So Friday when we left off, we were talking about the fact that President Donald J. Trump and First Lady Melania Trump, they were making their first trip since Trump's inauguration, which, by the way, was technically less than 1 week from right now. He was just sworn in.
He's done more in a week than the Biden administration did in 4 years.
Oh, my goodness.
It's crazy. It's crazy to think about.
It really is.
So that was since we left off. So Friday, they go to these areas in our country devastated by the natural disasters. So that was late Friday morning. The Trumps landed in Western North Carolina, where the recovery efforts, as we know, they're still hurting there. Rough winter, and that after Hurricane Helene ripped through that area last year. So Trump harshly criticizing FEMA, the Federal Emergency Management Agency, and he's promising a lot of aid. And I know we'll talk about this moving forward. Then goes to California, Southern California, which, as you well know, has been ravaged by these horrible wildfires, deadly wildfires. And when the president and first lady got off the plane, the first to greet them, Governor Gavin Newsom.
Oh, never misses a photo op, does he?
So it was a brilliant move, I would say, as far as Newsom greeting him and Trump promising as well that they'll help California rebuild. But they weren't done yet. I mean, over the weekend, he's in Nevada with a campaign-style huge rally in Vegas. Lots of breakdown there. And I will point out that as well, President Trump did address via video the 52nd annual March for Life rally in D.C. Friday. And there was also the speakers in person at the March for Life rally. That was Vice President Vance. We had House Speaker Mike Johnson, Senate Majority Leader John Thune. They also spoke at the big rally. A lot going on. I know that we'll get into this, but on the cover of the Philadelphia Inquirer now for a couple days now, the supervisor of a town in Montgomery County, Pennsylvania, she has resigned after that video that she posted, and she appears to mimic Elon Musk's what many had said was a Nazi salute that went viral. So Musk obviously had said that this, and he actually had it posted or pinned on his X feed, that he had said that absolutely this was not anything other than him putting his hand on his heart and saying something like, "You have my heart goes out to you." So in this one, even I will point out to you, the ADL came out and said that basically Musk should have the benefit of the doubt. It was an awkward gesture, although the ADL did then come out and criticize him as he had put out what I guess he was intending over the weekend to make some Nazi puns. Mm.
Benjamin,
this is Holocaust right now, a Memorial Day, a commemoration, 80-year commemoration, and so it's all a very bad look.
Yeah, Bibi Netanyahu had no problem with it. He said it was like basically they're trying to defame Elon Musk. So all the people that aren't Jewish, I mean, like if Bibi Netanyahu says we're good, just relax.
I can't believe it is Monday, January 27th, and we are still talking about something that happened a week ago that wasn't what everybody thought it was.
Right. I know. Well, it's because it's Elon Musk.
The way we run with fake stories is just astounding.
I don't even think that it's fake, though. It's just I don't understand why people interpret that to. I mean, does it somewhat generally resemble it? Yes, when taken out of context. But when you watch the full context of it, it's just. Let me ask you this: if Elon Musk never aligns himself with Donald Trump, if Elon Musk was still left of center and not involved in politics and did that, is that a story seven days later?
No.
Of course not.
Well, I think we probably wouldn't be talking about Elon Musk except for this Montgomery County woman who then apparently.
Since we're talking about it now, can we play the video?
Yeah, checking in on my friends who are struggling this week.
What's her name,
though? Laura Smith, Republican.
My heart goes out to you.
And Vice Chair of the Talmanson Township Board of Supervisors.
And she resigned or she was fired for doing that?
She resigned. She put out a statement. Now, she said that this was widely sort of exaggerated. I think she was trying to make an exaggerated point. You know, I think.
You think she was aware of what she was doing, like, in light of the news cycle? Or is that a completely oblivious...
Nobody knows. I think the truth is she was trying to be sarcastic as far as making fun of the media doing this to Elon Musk.
Yeah.
But
her official title is Toa-Minson Township Supervisor.
Yeah, she's a supervisor and she works for the library.
Oh, for
God's
sake.
Or has a position with the library.
Yeah.
So I think the problem here is we have had anti-Semitism in this country on our college campuses. Today, as I speak, more than 50 survivors of the Nazi death camp at Auschwitz-Birkenau returning to that site today to remember the day that it was finally liberated. This day, January 27th, 1945, and liberated by many of our heroes, our patriots, U.S. and allied forces. Who freed them there. And so it's an important day to think about what happened. But I think it's more real than ever to people when you think about the fact that we still have hostages that were taken as prisoners by terrorists in Israel and just had more released over the weekend. So I think that, in many ways, I know the ADL had been contacted and they were just saying it was just insensitive. Nobody's accusing this lady of supporting Nazis, obviously.
Yeah. But she shouldn't have resigned.
Agreed.
Works at a library. She runs a nonprofit.
Amen.
And she's out there in the middle by North Penn High School. I'd have been like, I'm not quitting.
Yeah.
You want to fire me? Go ahead.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I think that she felt pressured perhaps by her own party because of upcoming municipal elections. And so what I suspect behind the scenes and what I'm hearing is that the Republican Party pressured her.
Well, yeah, she's the Republican chair, right?
So that's what I'm getting out of all of this, because I agree with you. It was a teachable moment for her to, you know, come out, speak about it. Mm. Go to the library today, talk about what happened 80 years ago today. Bring forth even World War II soldiers who could, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And host an event and have a conversation.
Yep.
So we have that going on. So much going on today for sure here on Kale & Company, sponsored by Kitchen Magic. Just go to kitchenmagic.com. Start your worry-free remodeling journey with a local, trusted, family-owned company that has been transforming kitchens for 45 years. KitchenMagic.com. 42 degrees today on your Monday Kale & Company News Live.
All right, Dawn, thank you very much. Coming up next on this Monday morning, a big take with local flavor, courtesy of the School District of Vineland, New Jersey. And we're talking about massive deportations in the schools. The details in the big take next on Kale & Company.
This is the Kale & Company podcast from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and on the free Odyssey app.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, real people tell their stories live on stage.
I burst into tears. And I wasn't sure if I was crying because I hadn't been kissed in a really long time or if I had just never been kissed like that before.
To hear fascinating, heartbreaking, and sometimes hilarious stories from astronauts, teachers, farmers, and people just like you, follow and listen to The Moth wherever you get your podcasts.
App. The Big Take on Kale & Company.
Which is brought to you by Robert Half, getting schooled on deporting students. Classes in session with Tom Homan and ICE. And it started with the most violent, dangerous, convicted criminal illegal aliens in this country. And it will go from there down to those who are illegal but don't pose a threat. That would include children, and the schools are already making headlines with the media and the Democrats Friday into Saturday. And this was to be expected. We said this would happen. But the truth is, Americans voted for this and largely do not care. But it's happening locally and nationally. On Saturday morning, I was alerted to a tip from a source who sent me the following screenshots from the Vineland School District in New Jersey. And the source who texted me was sent these directly from his sister, who was employed by the school district as a teacher. Phil, if you could, please post these screenshots and we will rotate through them for the YouTube audience. The staff letter reads as follows. Dear staff, as your superintendent, I want to remind you that our top priority is to make sure every student, regardless of immigration status, national origin, or religion, feels safe and supported in our schools. This is not only the right thing to do, but it's also a legal responsibility. Key updates on immigration policies, quote, changes to immigration enforcement. The recent shift in federal policies means that ICE can now conduct arrests at sensitive locations, including schools. This can create fear and anxiety amongst our students and families. New Jersey's stance. New Jersey is a sanctuary state, meaning we limit cooperation with federal immigration enforcement. However, there may be legal challenges from federal authorities. I also received a screenshot of a text between my source and his sister, which said the following, quote, in an apparent rebuke to President Trump over his immigration policies, Governor Murphy urged schools to develop a plan in case ICE shows up. Can't stand Murphy. Several of us are so sick of it. Taxpayer money being spent to train teachers on how to break the law. And with that, the first accusation came to light. From New Jersey to Chicago we go. Fox News' Bill Malusian rebuking the following report from ABC 7 in the Windy City with a breaking update on Friday that said Chicago public school officials claim U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement agents were denied entry to a Southside elementary school on Friday morning. Although, according to Malusian, quote, a DHS spokesperson tells me there were no immigration enforcement actions at or near a school today in Chicago. ICE has also denied CPS claims that they were at the school. And under the category of to be expected, we had MSNBC's Morning Joe on Friday platforming washed-up race hustler Al Sharpton, who said the following. Listen and watch.
So sending a very extreme message to a lot of people who are really scared.
Very, very, very scared. And I might add that when you look at the fact that there's a serious element of profiling here,
that we're looking for people mm-hmm. of a certain black or brown color,
mm-hmm.
When we're looking at the fact that this is a president who has told law enforcement be tougher on people and don't even put their heads down when you're throwing them into a police van. He's openly endorsed police brutality, so I would assume that would go with ICE as well. It's a nightmare for the civil liberties and civil rights of people. Coming on the back of him trying to deal with those that are born here being denied citizenship, going back to the Dred Scott decision. So I think that if this was a cocktail, it would be all of the toxic, poisonous things you would not want to drink. And I think that he's doing this, and he hasn't even been president for a week.
Right.
Yes, Al, this is actually, you're correct. This is targeted. ICE enforcement is exactly that. It's targeted. It's profiling. They know exactly the people they're looking for. Of course it's targeted. Doesn't matter if they're Hispanic, Asian, Middle Eastern. All that matters is the fact that you are here illegally. That's where the profiling and the targeting starts and ends. Doesn't matter the color of your skin or your nationality or your religion. Only the small-minded entry-level thinker that was categorically rejected this past November in the election buys what that dinosaur is selling anymore. And speaking of individuals that have had it with the Democrats and their immigration policies, Stephen A. Smith, the VSPN, was a guest of Bill Maher's show on Friday night on HBO, and he butted heads with Democrat Ro Khanna, who is usually a very sensible, level-headed Democrat from California over immigration. Listen and watch this pro-deportation stance from Smith.
If I remember correctly, based on my research, in Sacramento in 2023, there was a law passed in terms of empowering the governor of California to really force environmentalists and the courts to move quickly, about 270 days, if I remember correctly, something along those lines. Why do I bring something like that up with a subject like this? Because here in your state, they can drag their feet and prolong certain things. And as a result of that, things don't get done nearly as fast as they should. When we're talking about immigration, and we're talking about immigrants who may be criminals, you're talking about them being arrested. Let's have due process. But if it takes too damn long to address it, that pisses people off. That's one of the problems that exists in this country. You're looking at stuff and you're like, okay, you arrested him. Well, is he in jail? All right, you let him out. Recidivism is an issue in this country. You let somebody, you arrest them, you're letting them out the same day, stuff like that. You got law enforcement officials that are getting discouraged because they're looking at it and they're saying, wait a minute, why are we out here risking our life and taking care of this stuff when y'all are just letting people out? You got to handle business. And a lot of times we hear about the red tape and all of that stuff, and you're talking about a candidate right now who's not supposed to be the president of the United States now. He's sitting up there and he's talking about expediting the process at every turn. Let's just get stuff done. Let's just get it done. Now, I don't know if I trust that. I don't blame you for not trusting it. But we have to understand the American people are saying, you know what, enough's enough. We've tried it that way. We've been doing it that way for decades. We sick of y'all. Let's wait. Let's go through the process. Let's arrest somebody. Let's let them out. Let's put them back out on the streets. Oh, let's make sure they have due process. You think somebody wants to hear about due process with somebody that's in this country illegally? I don't want to hear that. You in the country illegally. Hell with your process.
Yeah.
You got the audacity to admit a crime after you got here illegally? We ain't trying to hear that. Nobody's trying to hear that. So they're saying, wait a minute, what are you going to do about it? Where is the common sense in that?
Amen to that. Progressives are so regressive now that they prioritize illegal criminals over law-abiding citizens. And yes, on Sunday, we received the update just yesterday on the Chicago school that claimed ICE showed up. And guess what? They made a mistake. Chicago Public Schools say it falsely stated ICE agents came to an elementary school out of fear. Chicago Public School leaders shared that immigration and customs enforcement agents showed up Friday morning at Hamline Elementary School. After our, quote, district officials shared public statements, we learned that the agents who visited the school were actually from the United States Secret Service. Our original communication was a result of a misunderstanding reflective of the fear and concerns in the community amid the new administration's focus on undocumented immigrants, end quote. Also, just another misunderstanding, right? I'm pretty sure, by the way, that the Secret Service, they dress a lot different than ICE does. But you know what? You can keep rushing to judgment, peddling fear over facts, being emotional at the expense of enlightenment. But the reality is this. Donald Trump and Tom Homan said from day one that this was going to happen, and Americans wanted it, and they're getting it.
and those who are pushing fear and misinformation or downright propaganda at the expense of what the law says will largely be mocked or ignored because they are now the minority viewpoint in this country. And America is getting safer by the day. And to be against that is just downright silly. And that's the big take.
The Big Take on Kale and Company.
All right, Big Take this morning brought to you by Robert Half. 9 out of 10 hiring managers are having difficulty hiring. Robert Half is here to help. Their recruiting professionals utilize an award-winning AI to connect businesses with highly skilled talent. At Robert Half, they know talent. Visit roberthalf.com/talent today. 855-839-1210 if you would like to jump in. So I want to get your thoughts on this one, Dawn. We've got the local stuff here in Vineland, New Jersey, and then, of course, Chicago, which you're very familiar with. How do you mistakenly identify the United States Secret Service for an ICE enforcement officer and then hit the panic button, sound off all the alarms, and of course, less than 48 hours later, you say, it was a misunderstanding, false alarm here.
Yeah, I think it's top of mind. It's the narrative that we've been talking about since Trump was sworn in, that this is the narrative across our region. We talked about, North Penn last week. I will say, at one point, if you know that, my question is for our schools, Are you telling me that you never had a protocol? None of our schools apparently had a protocol for whether or not law enforcement comes in the school.
It's a great point. They just drew the policy up over the weekend, Dawn.
Yeah. So you guys talk about a lack of preparation. In other words, what if police, local, state, or federal, any of them, let's say there's, they're dealing drugs, or there's a human trafficking, or there's something crazy. You're telling me they actually, and I'm being sarcastic because I believe they do have in place all of these plans for what happens when any kind of law enforcement needs to come in. And so, of course, they have a plan.
Or any state or government official. My wife was a social worker that investigated child abuse and child sexual abuse. And when she worked for Northampton County for 16 years, state employee, government official, she was allowed to go into schools and pull people out. So this is, and I know it's different. We're not talking about illegal immigration. Mm-hmm. But the notion that, you know, you are protected from the state or the government or the feds in a school, even with sanctuary status, is just technically not true.
Remember in South Jersey, there was the case, and we've had this before, but in this one, it was a young woman in her 20s. And for whatever reason, she had decided to go to a high school. She had changed her identity. She was charged with all kinds of federal crimes. And then she was bullying students. There was a whole thing going on. There was a fear initially that she was trying to recruit girls then to be human trafficked. And so what do you do if you have anybody in your school, whether they're a citizen or non-citizen? In many ways, that's not the point.
Yep.
The point is that, of course, you have multiple plans. And I found this one in Pennsylvania. This is a real beauty because I did not know about some of these associations. And I'll get to it. This is the Pennsylvania Association of Pupil Services and Administrators here in Pennsylvania. And so in one of them, they talk about all of their, they have the NNN. This is an association of new, for talking about newcomers.
Okay.
Remember newcomers? Remember when Biden called them newcomers?
That's right.
So in this one, they have like different clubs and game plans support. Yeah, it's the National Newcomer Network. And so they talk about the recommendations for districts and schools. So all of these different, you know, groups now have been politicized, mm-hmm. and they're trying to influence how schools handle, you know, any kind of law enforcement coming in the schools.
Right.
And I would say, no, the newcomers, National Association, whatever, they don't have a right to interfere with how law enforcement is going to deal with any kind of alleged criminal activity mm-hmm. that is believed to be in a school. Obviously, I mean, I don't think that we're going to have like these reckless raids
No.
like, going through, you know, kindergarten.
I mean, do they really? I know that's what they're trying to sell us. Like, hey, Tom Homan and Ice are going to show up, and they're going to go into a school with a 10-year-old kid in fifth grade. And what are they going to do? Walk right into the classroom and zip tie him and throw a bag over his head? Like, yeah, they're not going to waterboard the kid, for God's sakes. You know, they just want to make it sound like it's like the, you know, the boogeyman's coming to get you. And Homan said in that interview a while back, and I can't even remember which one it was because he's done about 13,000 interviews. But he did say there will not be separation of the child from the parent. They're all going to go back together, right?
Yeah.
So,
right.
You know, yeah, they can throw that out.
And they just, what they're trying to do, I think, excuse me, is they're trying to change the images across the country. And there were people, you know, across the country over the weekend, they had multiple arrests where these individuals that ICE is rounding up, these are violent predators. And people in the community, many of whom, by the way, are Hispanic, are coming up to the ICE officers and saying, thank you.
Right. Yep.
And they just want to erase those images, and they want all the media to talk about, oh, they're going to come in the schools. No, they're trying to eradicate our communities of the most violent, you know, predators.
Yeah.
Who are here illegally. That's what's going on.
Democrats created this problem by flooding the border 4 years ago. Republicans are cleaning it up and doing it by almost any means necessary, and they're the bad guys and vilified for it. That's the recap. 855-839-1210. We'll come back, put a bow on the 6 o'clock hour. Pete Hegseth is in. Kristi Noem is in. But will Tulsi or Bobby face the same staunch pushback that Hegseth did? We find out this week, and we discuss that next here on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
I'm Anna Garcia, host of True Crime News, the podcast. Every week, we bring you in-depth coverage on cases making headlines, as well as those that go under the radar. Tune in for Murders That Defy Explanation, Mystery Seeking Exploration, and Shocking Secrets That Will Leave You Breathless. Each week, we honor the victims by going beyond the salacious in our search for justice. Crime never stops. And neither do we. Listen to True Crime News, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's Kale and Company on demand from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and the free Odyssey app.
Got this story courtesy of Axios. Pete isn't 100% dead, but he might be 90% dead. That was J.D. Vance's quote at the start of December. Back when this process started and guys like Fetterman started having the private meetings and vetting Mr. Hegseth.
It wasn't an easy it wasn't an easy road for him, but you know, you get through the way you get through. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like that's the power of the vice president. He's the tiebreaker there. So he did. Do you want to see some of the video of him getting sworn in on Saturday?
Yeah.
This is cut 20, Phil, if you have it, please. Getting sworn in with his family by his side. By J.D. Vance. Roll it. Sorry.
I, Pete Hegseth, do solemnly swear, that I will support and defend the Constitution of the United States.
How many
that
kids
I will
does
support
he have?
And defend the Constitution of the United States against all enemies, foreign and domestic.
Against all enemies, foreign and domestic.
That I will bear true faith and allegiance to the same.
That I will bear true faith and allegiance to the same.
That I take this obligation freely.
That I take this obligation freely.
Without any mental reservation or purpose of evasion.
Without any mental reservation or purpose of evasion.
And that I will well and faithfully discharge.
And that I will well and faithfully discharge.
The duties of the office on which I am about to enter.
The duties of the office of which I am about to enter.
So help you God.
So help me God.
Congratulations, Mr. Secretary.
There you go. Duty.
Duty. Duty. Duty.
You know, it's interesting is, you know, Trump, a lot of people, we played the clip in the cut sheet where, you know, Trump was saying, hey, you're going to have to fight and they're going to come after you from every single angle. But Axios behind the scenes said that it was really J.D. Vance that told him to get out there with the allegations, take them head on, you know, take your medicine, so to speak, on TV and just keep doing the whole process of fighting through every interview, fighting through these Senate confirmation hearings. You know, they're going to come swinging at you. And obviously it was nip and tuck, and this was about as razor thin as it gets. Not the same case for Kristi Noem, who got through as well. And she will obviously be heading up the Department of Homeland Security, taking over for Alejandro Mayorkas. She was 59-34 was that vote.
Well, what's interesting is who voted for her. Fetterman voted for her.
And Andy Kim in New Jersey.
Yeah, there was like, what, eight Democrats?
Seven local Democrats.
Yeah. Interesting.
Fetterman, Kane, Kim, Peter Shaheen, Hassan, and Slotkin from Michigan. That's a shocker.
So Fetterman couldn't vote for Pete Hegseth, but he could vote for the dog killer?
That's kind of interesting, is it not?
It is to me.
And
it
I'm still shocked. I really am. And maybe we shouldn't be. And I know people are like, oh, well, Fetterman, he's never going to be a Republican. We get that. He's also not an Eagle fan. He tweeted yesterday him with a hat on. I've always been an Eagles fan. No, you're a Democrat and you're a Steeler guy. We know that.
Yeah.
Do you think, though, that either one will deal with, and by either one, I mean Tulsi and Bobby? Dawn, I'll start with you. Do you think either one are going to get the same level of vitriol and pushback and resistance that Pete Hegseth got?
Especially Tulsi. Tulsi Gabbard.
You think Tulsi will be worse than Bobby Really?
Yeah. They fear her.
Yeah, it's not going to be. It's going to be.
It's going to be an ugly week.
I am on record saying I don't think Tulsi Gabbard is going to get through. I think Bobby could. I think he has a better shot than Tulsi. I don't think Tulsi. I mean,
Dawn, you say something interesting there. They fear her more than Bobby. Okay, but don't they have more quote stuff on Bobby Kennedy? What do they really have on Tulsi Gabbard other than those semi-fugazi allegations of what was it, Syria or something in the Middle East? I mean, Bobby Kennedy is an open book, and nothing will be a bombshell revelation. Nothing will be new, but they will continue to go back to the well because that's what they do, right? Like, I mean, they talk about January 6th all the time. You know they're going to bring up all of Bobby Kennedy's anti-vax stances and his claims of this and his claims of that and the dead the boar carcass and all these other stories that are out there, right?
Yeah, I think that the reason that they find her threatening has nothing to do with her credentials or her service in the U.S. military. It has to do with the fact that she is popular. And that she left their part. She left them. She rejected them.
No, there's going to be a lot of Republicans that vote against her too. A lot.
Yeah, because I think a lot of this has to do with the fact that she is extremely popular.
And they're both defectors from the Democrat Party.
They are defectors, but also there are so many knives in everybody's back. I mean, today I was just looking when you were talking, of the headline. Well, I mean, first of all, they saved these two. They weren't in the first rounds because they knew that they would have the toughest road.
And Cash Patel, by the way, as well.
And Cash Patel. But the there's a headline in Newsweek: ex-British spy chief raises critical questions about Tulsi Gabbard.
Oh, so, British spy chief.
Yeah, who's an expert? Whatever. I mean, they're going to try to say that what? Why did Hillary Clinton find her to be such a threat? As far as didn't Hillary allegedly call her this Russian? Etc.
Right. So did Kamala.
I think they're terrified of Cash Patel.
Reason.
Yeah, but he's just come out. I mean, obviously it's a lot of lip service. Yeah, he wants to turn the Hoover Building into a museum on day one. Yeah, I still love that clip of where he's genuinely being inquisitive because he admits he doesn't know everything about running an agency like the FBI. He's like, why do I have 7,000 employees in an office? You're cops. Go out there and do cop work.
Cash Patel will have a much easier time than Bobby and Tulsi.
Agreed.
Wow. Can I play one more since we're on the Pete Hegseth side? This is Cut 19, Phil. After he was sworn in, they asked if there was any questions. And what do you think the first question was? And luckily, J.D. Vance was there to step in. Roll it, Phil.
All right, I guess that's it. Any questions?
Why should women in the armed service trust you?
Guys, let me answer that for the new secretary. All people in our armed services should trust him because he looks out for them and he's going to fight for them. And he's going to make sure that we have the kind of military that we can all be proud in, that we can all be proud of. And that, again, when we send it to do a job, we do it well, we do it quickly, and then we get the hell out. And that's what Secretary Hegseth is going to bring to the Department of Defense. Anything else?
See, if I was the reporter, I would have said, Pete, now that you're sworn in, are you going to go have a drink?
How many pops are you going to have, buddy?
Exactly right. 855-839-1210. We'll come back, get to hour number two. Dawn's got some news off of the top, and then the drones are back.
Oh,
yeah, in the Northeast. Yeah. Sightings on the rise again after restrictions have been lifted. When will Trump and Susie get to the bottom of it, right? Trump said, Susie, we're gonna update the people on what's going on with the drones. They were over Bedminster. I'm waiting for that answer. Back after this on Kale and Company.
My friends at Piazza Premium Automobiles, featuring the very latest luxury vehicles from today's top brands like Mercedes-Benz, Jaguar, Land Rover, BMW, Porsche, Alfa Romeo, Maserati, and more. You know, these models have such sleek new designs and innovative features powered by the latest in technology. And right now, Piazza has thousands of new and certified pre-owned vehicles, and they're available across their Pennsylvania, Delaware, and New Jersey dealerships. Piazza Premium Automobiles stands out. Visit them, piazzapremiumautos.com, P-I-A-Z-Z-A, piazzapremiumautos.com. Tell them Dawn sent you.
Start your day with Kale and Company, weekday mornings 6 till 10 on Talk Radio 1210, WPHT, and the free Odyssey app.
Hi, my name is Lloyd Lockridge, and I'm the host of a new podcast from Odyssey called Family Lore. In this podcast, I'm going to have people on to tell unusual and sometimes far-fetched stories about their families.
I've heard my whole life that she invented the margarita.
And then we're going to investigate those stories and find out how much of it is true.
He gets a patent 1 month before the Wright brothers. Oh, my God.
Please follow and listen to Family Lore, an Odyssey podcast, available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your shows.